Hi, everybody, and welcome to English for You. My name is Joe.
And I'm Mike.
Today we're on our story unit, so we're going to be telling you a story, and this one is called The Little Prince. It's by...
It's about Little Prince George.
Yeah, something like that.
That cute little boy, William's son.
I think you're confused.
Oh.
That is a little prince.
That is a little prince,
not
yeah.
Not the little prince we'll be talking about today.
This is a story. He would be the little prince in the news.
This is a fictional story. As fictional stories do, they tend to teach us a lesson. This is by an author by the name of Antoine de Saint-Exupéry. I'm not sure how my French pronunciation...
Excellent.
You're from Montreal. How
I
is
am.
My French?
Parfait.
Parfait. Okay.
Magnifique.
Parfait. That's a dessert.
It's perfect.
Okay.
It's a perfect dessert. That's
okay.
Right.
Well, we're going to be learning all about this classic story. It was first published in French, then, of course, translated to English, and we're going to be sharing it with you today on the program. So let's go ahead and read through day one of the story, then Mike and I will be back.
Reading. The Little Prince. When a pilot crashes into the Sahara Desert, he finds himself completely alone. He has little food or water, and his airplane is badly damaged. While trying to repair the airplane, a very serious little boy approaches him. The boy has blonde hair, a red scarf, and laughs warmly. In fact, he is a prince. Little by little, the pilot learns about the little prince. He is from a tiny planet, which is home to one rose. The little prince finds the rose rare and beautiful. He loves her and takes care of her. One day, however, he catches the rose in a lie. Though the rose apologizes, the little prince feels he cannot trust her anymore. So he leaves his planet. While traveling, the little prince encounters grown-ups for the first time. First, he meets a king who orders others around. He also meets a vain man who wants to be admired and a businessman who is busy counting stars so he may own more. Overall, the little prince finds grown-ups very strange and narrow-minded.
The article today starts off by saying, when a pilot crashes into the Sahara Desert, he finds himself completely alone. So we start with a pilot. A pilot is a person who will fly a plane. If you're going to get on an airplane, the person who is in control of the plane is called the pilot. He crashes into the Sahara Desert, which is, of course, in northern Africa. So that's the setting here. It's a very large desert that is a very inhospitable, hot, dry place, very difficult to cross. It is not a place you would want to find yourself. We see that phrase here, he finds himself completely alone. To find yourself in a certain place or a certain situation just means those are the circumstances or that is the setting that you are in at a certain time, and perhaps it is unexpected. When he got on the plane, he didn't think, I might crash into the Sahara Desert today. No, he probably thought he would take off, have a nice smooth flight, and then land at his destination. Instead, he finds himself completely alone with no one else in the Sahara Desert.
And that's not a place you want to be if you're a pilot or, well, anyone else.
No.
We should mention that pilot, yes, is a person who flies the plane. We also use it as a verb, don't we, Joe? To pilot. So you don't drive a plane. You don't ride. Well, you ride if you're a passenger. But if you're the guy in charge or the lady in charge, you're not driving. You're piloting. So we can also use it as a verb, to pilot a plane. And the person who does it is a pilot. Now the pilot is in trouble. He has little food or water. Oh, and his airplane is badly damaged. Okay, so he didn't plan on this, as Joe told us. He's got no food or water, so he can't stay there very long. And he also, will find it hard to leave the desert to fly away because the plane is damaged. If something is damaged, it's broken. Something's hurt it. Some kind of crash has happened. If it's a plane or a car, something like that. Maybe you can fix it, but it's going to take some time. It's going to take some effort and maybe some special equipment. But he will try. It says, while trying to repair the airplane, a very serious little boy approaches him. So yes, if something is damaged in your home, be it your bicycle, your favorite cell phone, or an airplane, you will try to fix or repair it, okay? If you can repair it by yourself, well, that's lucky, but you might also need to take it to a person with special skills or pay money for someone to fix or repair something like a car or an airplane. So there he is, working in the desert, trying to repair or fix the plane, and this very serious little boy approaches him. What is it to approach, Joe?
To approach means to come close to somebody. They walk towards you. They run towards you. They move towards you in some way. So this little boy, he's very serious. He doesn't look like he's smiling or joking around. He has a serious expression on his face, and he comes close to this pilot who has crashed. Now, the boy has blonde hair, so light, kind of yellowish-colored hair, a red scarf, and laughs warmly. Okay, so he's serious, but then he laughs warmly. Warm, of course, can refer to temperature, but if we describe somebody as being a warm person, it means that they are quite friendly. They will joke around with you. They will make friends with you easily. We can say they are a warm person. In this case, we say he laughs warmly, so he laughs in a very friendly way. And, in fact, he is a prince, so the pilot was very lucky. He happened to crash in the Sahara Desert. The first person that he meets is a prince. A prince is the son of the king and the queen in a particular country or a particular area. So, in other words, this is a member of the royal family.
It's surprising to meet anyone in the middle of the Sahara Desert, never mind to meet a boy who happens to be a prince. So, of course, the pilot and the prince start talking to each other, and the article says, little by little, the pilot learns about the little prince. So just by talking a little bit at a time as he asks and answers questions, the pilot finds out more information about this young boy. He is from a tiny planet. Wow, so he's not even from the Earth. He's from another planet out there in space, which is home to one rose. It's a very strange little planet.
So okay. No trees, no plants,
nope.
No grass.
Apparently not, just one little rose. Now, the little prince, of course, finds the rose rare and beautiful. Okay, if you find something, well, that might be simply you've lost something, you look for it, and then you find it. Like you might find your keys if you're trying to leave your house. In this case, though, he doesn't find the rose in that kind of way. The rose wasn't lost. This idea of find is, this is what he thinks of the rose. This is how he considers the rose. This is his opinion of the rose. So he thinks the rose is very rare, very beautiful, and of course very special, because it's the only rose on this planet.
So remember, we've gone through these two different uses of to find something. In this case, as Mike just explained, in this instance, it refers to your opinion, and before, to find oneself in a certain situation. So keep in mind those different uses of the word find. And of course, the other definition, the literal definition, which means to locate something that may have been lost. Now, on with the article, it goes on to say, he loves her and takes care of her.
Oh, it's a girl rose.
The rose is a female,
okay.
Apparently. He loves the rose. He takes care of the rose. He gives it water. He gives it plant food. He makes sure it doesn't wither and die in the sun,
That's
in
nice.
Other words. One day, however, he catches the rose in a lie. Okay, the rose can also speak.
So it's a girl rose that can talk,
yes.
And it's the only one on a tiny planet.
Yes, this planet is a little bit different from the planet Earth, where you and I live.
Where's the rose's mother and father?
I don't know.
Where did the rose go to school?
They've gone wrong in some way, because he catches the rose in a lie.
That's terrible.
Catch somebody in a lie means they lie to you, and you know they are lying to you. You know they are not telling the truth. So this is a common phrase in English, catch someone, or in this case something, in a lie. You know they are not telling the truth.
Very, very interesting. Though the rose apologizes, the little prince feels he cannot trust her anymore. So he leaves the planet. Yes, if someone lies to you, you might feel that you cannot trust that person anymore. They broke their word. They told you something that they knew was wrong, and that hurt you. Well, if someone hurts you, if someone lies to you or, you know, says bad things about you or something like that, you might not be able to be friends with them. That would be maybe understandable, but maybe that person apologizes to you. If you apologize, you basically say sorry. You show a person who you've hurt by your actions or your words that you feel very bad about your actions. You don't want them to hate you, and you want them to kind of forgive you and maybe move on. Maybe in the future we'll be able to be friends again. But first, before that can happen, you must apologize. You must say sorry for what you've done and face up to your, you know, bad actions. Anyways, but the little prince, he doesn't accept the apology. He won't listen to her. He's been hurt too much, so he leaves his planet. He runs away from home, basically.
While traveling, the little prince encounters grown-ups for the first time. If you encounter someone or something, it means you are moving or perhaps traveling and you find something. You come across them. He has never seen grown-ups before. This is the first time he sees them. Grown-ups are people who are adults, perhaps over 18 years of age. They're not kids anymore, in other words. So the little prince, he has never seen grown-ups on his planet before. This is the first time he's actually seen big people, adults, people above a certain age. First, he meets a king who orders others around. That's what kings do. They rule. They are in charge. They don't take orders. They give orders to other people. They say, you do this, you do that. They are the person who is in charge. So that's the first person he meets.
Mm-hmm. Next, it says he also meets a vain man who wants to be admired and a businessman who is busy counting stars so he may own more. Wow, he meets some very interesting people. In the first case there, he meets a vain man. If you're vain, you're very proud. You're so proud that other people might think you're a little too proud. You're sort of maybe very happy with yourself, and you think you're kind of better than other people, and you're not afraid to tell people how great you are and how wonderful you are. And of course, other people will just, you know, want you to stop talking about that. And then he meets a businessman who is busy counting stars so he may own more. I guess this businessman thinks if he counts all the stars in the sky, he might be able to buy them and own them, and then he'll be the owner of all the stars in the sky.
He'll be the Donald Trump of stars.
There you go. That's right.
So he's meeting all these interesting folks, and
very
overall, the little prince finds grown-ups very strange and narrow-minded.
Okay. I'd say these ones are very strange.
These are not your usual people. He's met a king who orders people around. This guy who's basically always saying, you know what's great? Me.
I'm fantastic.
I'm awesome. And this businessman who just wants to own more and more stars.
They are very strange, and I guess that's okay, but being narrow-minded?
Yeah, narrow-minded
not
is
so okay.
Different. If you're narrow-minded, it means you never change your opinion, no matter what other people might say to you. They can tell you, climate change is happening, and you say, no, it's not happening. I won't pay attention to any evidence or anything you say. I will never change my point of view.
It's hard for you to learn if you're narrow-minded.
That's right. You don't learn new things. So he thinks they're strange, which means they are weird. They're not normal, and narrow-minded, meaning they never change their opinions no matter what other people say to them. Well, to be narrow-minded is our shortcut for you for today. So let's learn a little bit more about this phrase.
Shortcut for you. Hey, what are you reading?
It's this amazing book. It's about these interesting people who live on another planet. I just can't put it down.
Oh, really? What is it about?
Well, there are two groups of people. One group lives in the mountains. One group lives by the sea.
Okay, what happens with these people?
Well, the planet's new leader is from the sea, and he's made many people think negatively about the mountain people.
Wow, so he's saying that just because they're different from him. That sounds really narrow-minded.
Sorry, I don't get it.
When I say narrow-minded, I'm describing when someone judges or can't understand different attitudes or ways of life.
Okay, so narrow-minded means 心胸狭隘的.
You got it. What happens next?
Well, there is one hero who isn't narrow-minded at all. He can understand both groups and he's trying to bring peace to the planet again.
Wow, it sounds like a really good read.
That was our shortcut for you, all about the phrase to be narrow-minded, which the little prince thinks all the grown-ups he's met so far are. They don't change their minds. Well, that brings us to the end of day one of our article. We've met the little prince, and we've met the pilot that he has met in the Sahara Desert. What's going to happen next? We'll have to wait until our next program to find out. But before we leave you today, let's go to our For You chat.
For You Chat.
Today's story featured a rather unexpected meeting. We had a pilot crashing in the middle of the Sahara Desert, and all of a sudden he meets a little prince.
Yes.
Which you would not expect in normal circumstances.
No.
But in
a little
this story,
prince from another planet.
Yes. An alien prince at that, who had a friend who was a rose. Okay, very unexpected. That's what the For You chat question is about. Mike, have you ever met a new friend in an unexpected or surprising way? Please explain.
A new friend in an unexpected or surprising way. That's
first of all, you do have friends, yes?
I have one.
One friend.
It's a rose. It's from another planet.
Oh, so this story is about you.
Well, you know, no, it's not exactly about me. Let's see, a new friend in an unexpected way. I can't really think of a good story. I think as you travel, you often meet people sort of in unexpected ways. Certainly, many of the friends that I have here in Taiwan wouldn't necessarily be the kinds of people I meet back home, right?
Exactly.
And if I lived in the same city that I was born in, I wouldn't have friends from all over the world. I wouldn't have friends who've traveled to many places or learned many interesting things. So, but actually meeting them, well, I think I meet most of my friends the way others do, through work, through friends that we share, through activities that we do together. So I can't really think of one kind of sticking out in a way. I do remember that when I met my wife, I said something that kind of insulted her.
What did you say?
It's a long story, but I thought she was a student of dancing, but she was a teacher.
Ah.
And she let me know in no uncertain terms that she's definitely a teacher, not a student. And of course, it was a stupid thing for me to think.
Well, it must have worked out, though. You did wind up
there. There you go. I still got her to agree to go to a movie with me, so that was nice. How about you? Have you met any friends in strange ways?
Like you say, while traveling, you tend to meet people in unexpected ways. Like, you might be stuck at a train station somewhere.
Yeah,
it's raining, the trains are delayed, and somebody sits down to you, strike up a conversation, and you wind up being friends with that person. I've met friends in that way, like where you get stuck somewhere.
Yeah,
and you might
be
having a bad day, and you think, oh, this is just terrible. I'm stuck. I can't get out of here. But then you get a new friend out of it. So that's what traveling does, and, well, that's kind of how our two characters met, through traveling. Only they kind of met through disaster as well, but everybody's doing okay so far. Let's find out what happens in our next program. We'll leave it to the next edition of English for You. Until then, I'm Joe.
And I'm Mike.
Goodbye.
The Little Prince. When a pilot crashes into the Sahara Desert, he finds himself completely alone. He has little food or water, and his airplane is badly damaged. While trying to repair the airplane, a very serious little boy approaches him. The boy has blonde hair, a red scarf, and laughs warmly. In fact, he is a prince. Little by little, the pilot learns about the little prince. He is from a tiny planet, which is home to one rose. The little prince finds the rose rare and beautiful. He loves her and takes care of her. One day, however, he catches the rose in a lie. Though the rose apologizes, the little prince feels he cannot trust her anymore, so he leaves his planet. While traveling, the little prince encounters grown-ups for the first time. First, he meets a king who orders others around. He also meets a vain man who wants to be admired and a businessman who is busy counting stars so he may own more. Overall, the little prince finds grown-ups very strange and narrow-minded.
Vocabulary Review.
Pilot. The pilot's favorite part of flying is when the plane is over the clouds. Damage. My computer was damaged after I dropped it on the floor. Repair. I wish I could repair my broken computer so I didn't have to buy a new one. Approach. When the dog approached, the cat got very scared and ran away. Apologize. After Sasha shouted at her friend, Chris, she felt badly and apologized. Grown up. Grown-ups and children often have very different ideas about the world.